Earn, Spend, Live presents Eavesdropping. Real women, real talk.
Hey guys, it's Malia and Elise, and today we're talking about the do's and don'ts of cold pitches. What you should say, when you should follow up, when to accept defeat, all of it.
And Malia knows best. She's an expert at cold pitches and harassing people.
Yes, I'm very good at it. I will not say that I have a 100% success rate, but I am usually the person when someone's like, I've emailed them and they won't respond, they send it to me and they're like, could you please follow up with them? Or if they're like, I just can't get a response, I'm like, send me their info. I bet I can get a response.
You also recently wrote an article about it.
I did. You should check it out. As a matter of fact, we'll probably embed this podcast in that article.
Yeah, we should.
So if you found it via the article,
hey,
there will still be more details in here. So cold pitches are hard. That's the other reason people on the team don't always like to do them.
Well, they also, just the word, the, not the word, the term cold pitch sounds really scary.
Yeah, because you essentially, I mean, you're just reaching out to someone you don't know and hoping that they want to talk to you. Mm-hmm. So I would say the first step is always making sure that it's actually a good fit.
Yes.
Like, I wouldn't email Elon Musk and be like, you really want to talk to me. Because he doesn't give a shit about me. Like, I'm a small writer slash editor slash commerce person for a site in Arkansas, and he is busy putting solar panels on islands and shit. So he would not necessarily find it interesting to talk to me, but a local person who is interested in helping support women in their career, interested in talking to me.
So,
step one, make sure you're not just harassing someone. The other thing is if you're harassing someone or talking to someone who isn't a good fit, you're just wasting their time. And they know it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they know.
Mm-hmm. They're like, no, we don't want to talk to you.
I would say step two is figuring out who to speak to.
Yes.
Because we get pitches all the time. They're like, dear Earn, Spend, Live, we are not a person.
Nope.
We are not a blog with, like our name, the name of the blog is not Earn, Spend, Live. I hate dear sir or madam, or
yep,
to whom it may concern.
Yeah, don't like those either.
Or just hi. Which, like, that's like, the least bad.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't figure it out, just say, like, hello.
Or
like,
even if you could say, like, editors of Earn, Spend, you know what I
mean?
But at the same time,
or editorial team,
if you spend enough time on the site, you know who we are.
Right, we have a whole page where, like, our faces are there.
Yeah.
Like, and, like,
this is who you should talk to for this, and
yes,
this is who you should talk to for that.
Yeah. So at least try.
And it's usually pretty easy to find out. And honestly, if you've at least tried, and it's possible there's like an email for press and there's also an email for general inquiries. And maybe you have to just pick one and go with it. Or there's an email for jobs and then there's also an email
for submissions.
Like, yes. Submissions is a big one.
So find your place and follow directions too. I know a lot of sites have specific directions.
Including like what you should put in the subject line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's right off the bat. If you don't like do their subject line, they're going to know and they're not going to read it.
They're not
going to
read it.
It's going to go to the trash.
Yeah, so make sure you know who you're talking to, that it's a good fit, and that you've done your best research. It always comes down to research. We're such big research people.
Yes.
So there's no excuse. You have the internet. You have LinkedIn. You can find these people.
PSA, don't be like Rory Gilmore and show up to a job interview slash a cold pitch and not, number one, have any ideas.
Yeah.
Number two, like, don't not know what the site is about. Like, that was her thing, was she went into the job interview and, like, had no idea what
not
the website was. They were like, what would you write for us? And she was like, oh, something like what I wrote for the New York Times.
And they're like, no, you wouldn't.
They were like, we're not the New York Times. We're a feminist website.
Yes. It was sassy or something? I don't remember.
No idea.
I can't remember. But, right, like, you have to know what it's about. So that's one of our biggest don'ts.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you're scratching their back. It's like, how can I help you? That's what you want to address. Like, I'm doing this to benefit you.
Yeah.
So, like, you have to know who they are and what they're about before you can do that.
Obviously, you're reaching out because there's a benefit to you. If you're reaching out to submit an article, the benefit would be that they might publish something. If you're reaching out for a job interview, the benefit would be that you would get a job. Like, what you're gaining is clear. If you're reaching out to interview someone for an article, you're getting an article. They need to know why they should schedule in time to talk to you.
Yes, why is it worth their time?
And some people are nice, and they'll respond, and it's whatever. But if you want to get, like, a quick and interested response, it's important to, like, include all of these things. Mm-hmm. It's basically a business deal, honestly. Like, you're looking at it, like, you're bartering what you have to offer them for their time and attention.
You are laying all of your cards out on the table with the first email. Yeah. But that being said, it needs to be short and sweet.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the people you're reaching out to are most likely busy.
Yes. And we've gotten cold pitches. We'll get into that. But, like, the longer they are, the more likely we are to just, like, want to crawl under our desks and turn our email off forever.
Yes.
So what are our other pet peeves? It's the Dear Sir or Madam, which were a women's site. So,
not,
like,
researching. Come on. Typos is a big one. Typos.
Especially when it's really simple. Like, I understand, like, if you accidentally added another O at the end of two, but if it's, like, you're using the wrong word or if you're misspelling our name.
No, I don't even understand, like, extra letters because you should read your email 10 times.
I mean, you really should. That's the thing.
Like, especially if it's one thing if you're doing a cold pitch for something that's not media related, but if you're, like, sending in a submission, you should be, like, clean.
Or a job interview or anything else, like a job application, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you want everything to be as perfect as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And one tool I actually really like for that one of our writers, Shannon, uses. It's called Grammarly because normal spell check won't catch when you just have, like, the wrong your because it's still a word, so it doesn't know. But Grammarly will be like, are you sure you meant to use this your or did you mean this your? And it can be really helpful. It's not a substitute for actually proofreading your work, but it can help you catch some
simple
mistakes.
Anything that can help.
Yes. All of the things can help.
Oh, another one of my personal pet peeves, and this is just when we get cold pitches for, like, submissions.
Sorry, guys. I'm a little under the weather.
Yeah. So. We're trying to do this podcast, like, before she, like, turns ill.
Yes.
But no, I hate when writers send in submissions, or not submissions, but they reach out and they're like, I really want to write for your site. I love your site. And then they don't have any writing samples or ideas.
Or ideas. Ideas is the biggest one.
Because there's one time we got something and you reached back out and you were like, what ideas do you have? And they were like, what do you want me to write?
And I was like, nah, that's not.
We have a team. We don't write. We brainstorm enough as it is.
Well, and for us, a contributor needs to be bringing something personal. So, like, I don't know you. I don't know if you are really good at writing pitches. I don't know if you're obviously not. But I mean, you know, I don't know if you actually have, like, a sixth sense of style or if you're, like, really good at music or if you had 17 internships before you graduated college. You know, like, I don't know that about you.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And so if you did have 17 internships, I want you to be like, I've had 17 internships. I want to write about that.
And then we'll be like, well, what aspect?
Right.
But that's another story.
But, yeah, so, like, we are not going to know if you just send us an email, like, I'm a writer. I want to write for you. Like, we don't know what to assign you.
Right.
We don't know your life. We could assign you something on gluten-free foods, and you could be like, that's stupid.
Once again, be the opposite of Rory Gilmore and bring ideas to the table.
Always have ideas. If you don't have ideas, honestly, you're not interesting to me. And that's really mean.
Well, and it's just a waste of our time and your time. Because it's like, it's literally not worth our time to ideate for you.
Right.
Like, if you send, like, ideas, I might fine-tune them and be like, I would add this onto the end of the title. Like, that's fine. But at least have something.
Ooh, back on our research thing, I also don't like when people pitch ideas, but they're, like, they're articles we already have.
Yes.
Like, you know.
Yes. And we're a small site, so we don't have, we're not, like, Bustle. We don't have thousands of articles.
And even that, you use the search feature. Like, I don't even, because if you're going to say you want to write an article on how to write a cold pitch, I'm going to be like, I already wrote that. Give me a new angle on it. Actually, I'm probably just not even going to respond because you didn't even know I wrote an article. So, like, it all goes down to research. And honestly, doing as much work as you can for that person because you don't want them to have to do work on the back end.
Funny story, we actually had someone reach out to us recently, and they had a specific one of our writers in mind that they wanted to write it, which at the time I was like, well, that's kind of pushy, but then I was like, well, I kind of respect it.
I
like they know what they want.
Well, and it also, it told me, so they had reached out because of one writer's article that they had seen, and they were like, I like this article.
I think it was my article, wasn't it?
I think it was, but I can't remember.
It was like a random
Box or Kitnap.
It was Kitnap.
they had seen the Kitnet box review and said, I know you guys do subscription box reviews. And then they had looked around the site long enough mm-hmm. to know that Shannon...
To know that they didn't want me to write it.
To know that Shannon had done food subscription box reviews.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
That's the real answer. And so they knew, like, Elise did cat boxes and Shannon had done food stuff, which means they had looked through at least, like, several pages to get that figured out. So they responded, oh, my God, they were my favorite. They mm-hmm. responded... And or they emailed us, they used our podcast hashtag.
Yeah, which, like, in the subject line.
That's a deep dive, y'all. Like, not a lot of people know
that's
that.
That's why
hashtag.
I opened it. I, like, freaked out. I was like, oh my God, they heard us.
And it turns out, like, they had said, you know, a customer of theirs liked our site, and that's how they found out about it. And so, yeah, they used our hashtag. They had read one article. They've read enough to know they wanted a different writer.
mm-hmm. That's good research.
And they had, like, the exact pitch. They knew when they could send a product out. They just needed our address. And I was like, you're awesome.
And that was an authentic, like, we knew that they researched. Sometimes we get cold pitches from people that just random things. Like, it was like, I noticed blah, blah, blah was a contributor. And it's like, no, that's a staff writer.
Right.
They're like, because of that person, I, like, realized that you take contributor submissions.
I noticed the writer who's written 125 of your 500 articles.
And also not because we have, like, a contributor page. It's right. Like, please contribute. Like, that wasn't the reason.
But no, definitely not. And they, yeah.
So don't be lazy because we know.
That. Or when they'll do, like, I saw the first article on the homepage on your site, and I really liked it. Instead of the first article on your homepage, they'll send a link. Mm-hmm. But they'll be like, I really liked it. Could I pitch you this totally unrelated product or service? Like, no, I don't care about your, like, organic cleaning products for an article about what's on our homepage right now. Like, books for self-help. Like, those two things do not go together.
Yeah.
That drives me crazy.
Oh, my God. No one's going to, like, ever email us again because we're, like, these judgmental bitches.
I will say I love the honest, like, readers. What I don't like is companies trying to, like, get us to give them our time.
But also, we are still on a smaller scale from these bigger companies. So, like, we reach out to, like, 99.9% of the emails we get. So everything you hear us say, like, all the judgmental things, it's on a much grander scale literally anywhere else you reach out to. Just understand that. Like, think Meryl Streep being, like, floral's groundbreaking. We're actually very nice.
Devil Wears Prada references. Yeah, yes. I mean, and honestly, the thing is we open all of these emails. That's how we know we have all of these pet peeves.
Yes.
And sometimes, I mean, it could be a typo. It could be an innocent gaffe. And we're like, okay, fine. What do you have to say, person who wrote to Ernst Benlev?
Or, so the other day, someone reached out to me and pitched a bunch of parenting articles and health-related articles, and I was like, don't care, we don't have kids, it's not our demographic, but I referenced A Lot Health, and I was mm-hmm. like, hey, this is our sister site, go reach out and contribute there, and she did. So, we're nice, guys. We'll help you out.
And on it, like, we do want to help you, but that person had put in the effort to give ideas, to give pitches. She had,
and when,
like,
I critiqued her ideas, she gave me more ideas. They weren't, they still weren't a good fit, but effort, effort.
Which is why we were like, okay, yes, we'll help you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, honestly, we are a smaller site, so a lot of times we are in the position of making those cold pitches. Like I said at the beginning, maybe it's a site like, oh, who did I do a cold pitch to recently? Oh, it was one of a local... It's a local woman who works for a firm, and she started a women's networking group. And I wanted more info about the group, and I wanted to know if she could put me in touch with some people. And so I reached out. I had a connection through our summer intern, Anna. You guys heard her on the podcast. So I was like, hey, you talked to Anna this one time. I work with Anna. This is what I need from you. And she totally responded. But she could have just been like, no, I'm very busy. I have this networking event tomorrow. And instead was super nice and super helpful.
That's another good thing to know is if you do have a connection, always be sure to mention that. Because it's not about what you know, it's about who you know.
And if your connection isn't who you know, you can even go with, like, how you found out about the site, how long you've been a reader, how long you've been an admirer of this person. Make it genuine, and it will come across much better. I think other people we've done reach outs to.
I know I've done some cold pitches about syndication that haven't gotten responses, but I did a, like, really awesome cold pitch, in my opinion, because I, you know, did my research. I was like, we're longtime fans. We definitely are. And I provided specific ideas. Articles that I felt would fit for each site.
Yeah.
So always do your research.
And sometimes, I mean, that's the other thing too. Sometimes a good cold pitch still doesn't get a response. It might be,
we know we have a problem with our work emails, not always going through. Sometimes they get caught in junk mail filters. Sometimes that person's just really busy and you should follow up. After like the third time they ignore you, you should let it go. But I do, and Elise can vouch, if I've reached out to someone and I get a not right now, for example, we are currently really trying to get an interview with Whitney English, the creator of Day Designer, because we're big planner dorks and I've used the Day Designer planner for years. And she said she was willing to do the interview, but then she ended up being really swamped and hasn't had the time. So rather than be like, oh, she's probably never going to have time for us again, instead of doing that, I just kind of wait until it's like after they're done printing a new batch or after they've done a big event. Like I know the timing and I'm like, what about now? You have time now? And I will literally flip to my planner and be like, okay, they just did this. After this is done, they will want to talk to me. And I keep trying.
And you do the same with Erin Condren, too.
Yeah, I did.
We're still waiting on that interview.
Yep, yep. And that's another one where instead of contact, like we've talked to Whitney directly, but then we also had trouble getting back a hold of her. But I had a contact within the company from the affiliate partnership. And so I leverage that contact to be like, hey, Whitney actually knows you. You're a real person. We're just internet strangers. Could you talk to her and see if you could get this? Same with Erin Condren. It was our, marketing person. She sends us free stuff to review and things like that. I think they call her a brand ambassador. I don't know, brand ambassador, liaison, whatever. That same thing.
Yeah. So if you don't get a response from someone saying, reach out to me after this date, like when should you follow up?
I kind of try to play it by ear. If I know... Depending on the situation. So if I know, for example, something about them, like Erin Condren is trying to open or just opened a physical store in Houston, and that was a really big deal. So if I know that that's coming up, I'll wait till after that. Or with Whitney English, I waited till the new year. And then after the new year, there was a cover launch, and I didn't want to like try to get in touch with her during the cover launch because that's a really hectic time. I usually try to wait about a week for my first one. I'll be like, hey, you know, I emailed you last week, blah, 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 blah. And then if I don't get that, I'll wait a month. And then
That's a good rule.
Contact them. Because, yeah, I feel like normally about a week is long enough for them to have been like, because most of the time, honestly, I mean, I know what happens to me. I just totally forget. Like, I'll read an email, I will mean to do something with it, and I forget. And if that's the case, a week is just long enough that they remember reading it, but now they have time. Mm-hmm. And if it's not, then I just wait a month, and maybe they will have totally forgotten I'd made the other two pitches. And it's my follow-up. And I use my planner. Like, I will literally flip to my planner and write in.
That's the most impressive part to me.
I'll be like, okay, today is February 28th, and I emailed, and then I'll go, like, 1 week and be like, okay, follow-up. I also do that with people if I've, even after we've been in contact, because sometimes people kind of fall off. Mm-hmm. Be like, okay, we talked. They said they would have this to me by X date, and I flipped to that date. I'm like, this is due from so-and-so.
I feel like you also put in reminders to, like, remind me to do things.
I do sometimes. Yeah, if Elise is our contact person, I'm like, okay, so remind Elise tomorrow. And sometimes, I mean, we're both busy, so we tell each other all the time, like, okay, remind me to do this for you. Like, I can't do it right now, but let me know.
Okay, there's something else I was supposed to remind you about. I don't remember what it was.
FTC disclosures.
Oh, yeah, did you do that?
No.
Okay.
She's going to remind me later, yeah. What's our other pet peeve?
I have one more pet peeve, guys. So, we talked earlier about how you should always keep the pitch, like, short, short and sweet, but do not, like, show, don't tell. Do not start out your cold pitch with, I know you get spam all the time, so I'm going to keep this short for you. Do you want a cookie? Like, you're not, like...
Yeah, it does nothing. Elise's actual note to the side is, no, you would keep it even shorter if you just left that out.
Because it's true. It's just filler.
Yes, it's just filler and it's garbage. And I do get spam all the time. And you saying that I get spam all the time makes it sound like this is spam.
Right. No human actually sits down and writes that. That's a template.
If you do, stop.
Yeah. Cut it out immediately.
Just say what you gotta say and say, have a great day. Can't wait to work with you.
I think a good follow-up article would be not a pros and cons, do's and do's and don'ts.
I could do that all day long.
Yeah.
I'm good at the do's and don'ts. I'm very critical.
Yeah, you are. It's good. Yeah, it's our do's and don'ts of work emails. It's our other good podcast that gets a lot of listens.
Yes.
Do
we have any other pet peeves or is that it? Do we have anything that is right? Anything people should do?
I mean, just those the tea people. So, like, address us by name. Remember to tell them why you care. This always works because, like, for example, if I know someone is launching a new product, I'll be like, hey, I noticed you're about to launch blah, blah, blah. I would love to cover you and your product because they're looking for some PR.
Also include relevant, if not writing samples, relevant links. Like, we include our media kit a lot.
Yep.
And, like, when I reached out to KittenetBox and MeowBox, we didn't have any cat content on the site yet, and so I linked to dog box reviews that we had done, and I was like, it would look something like this.
Yeah, because we were asking for free boxes to review, and so they don't want to let you review it if they don't know your writing's any good.
Right.
And they don't want to sift through your entire website just to see.
Once again, do all the work for them, and you have a better chance of getting a response and a yes.
Yeah, when I reach out to people for interviews for our Real Talk section, I always include a link to the Real Talk section so they know kind of the format and what we talk about.
Even links to our social media would be good for that.
Yeah. So, I mean, literally anything you can do to make the person you're reaching out to's job easier, do it. If you have a LinkedIn and you're reaching out to someone, put it in your signature. Like, whatever it is that they might need to know about
include
you.
Include at least one link in your cold pitch.
Yeah.
At least one minimum.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. Even if it's just, like, your little, like, shitty portfolio site.
Yeah. No matter what your cold pitch is, if you don't have an internet presence, it's creepy. Like, when I look people up on LinkedIn and they're not there, I'm like, what?
Who are you?
Why?
I don't know her.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And that's it. That's the end of our conversation, but I can't find you on LinkedIn.
Okay, so now everybody go out and send an amazing cold pitch.
Send one to us.
Send us a cold pitch.
We would love it.
Do things for us.
Yes. All of the things to us.
Okay, what's going on in the news?
Well, y'all, it's 2 days after the Oscars.
Which was a shit show.
Shit show.
Did you watch it? Jinx, you owe me a soda.
I did not.
I caught most of it. I missed, like, I saw Justin Timberlake singing and opening the show, and then I left and ran an errand, and then I came back. So I saw most of it. I saw Viola Davis winning. Oh,
that's so exciting.
She had everyone in tears. I really loved her acceptance speech. She's a gift from God. Like, she's just amazing.
She's so good at everything.
And she's also, now she's the first black woman to win not a Grammy.
Not a Grammy. That's the only thing keeping her from an
Oscar,
EGOT.
She's a so Tony, close. And an Emmy. So, girl, just go get you a Grammy.
And you will have an EGOT. Oh, my God. How cool would it be if Viola Davis got an EGOT?
She's almost there. Does she sing? Do we know? Well, she needs to start.
I mean, if she has the Tony could be from stage acting, though.
Yeah.
Not necessarily Broadway. Well, she needs to sing.
Hillary Clinton has a Grammy, though. You could, like, do, like, a...
How does Hillary have a Grammy?
I don't know, but she does. I swear. I mean, I heard it on the internet, so I don't know if it's true. But Google that shit. I'm pretty sure she does. You could make, like, an e-book or something. Not an e-book, an audiobook. I don't know. But if that were the case, Mindy Kaling should win for her.
Oh, that's so true. Okay, hold on. Y'all are going to just have to wait while I look
She's Googling Hillary whether or not Hillary Clinton has a Grammy.
Oh, my God. She won a Grammy in 1997.
Yeah. What'd she win it for?
Best Spoken Word.
Boom. What was it? Just an album of her talking?
I'm trying to figure it out.
Was she reading something?
Best Spoken Word. She was still First Lady.
Oh.
It was, I think, for the, it was the audiobook of It Takes a Village and Other Lessons Children Can Teach Us.
Okay,
girl,
well, why
Viola Davis.
Why hasn't Mindy Kaling won an audiobook award?
Also, why is Viola Davis not just, like, out there writing a book right now?
Seriously.
Like, girl, get it. You need an EGOT. That's the only, like, from here, that's the only place you go. It's just EGOT.
Yes.
That's our good news. Bad news, Kellyanne Conway's a not professional person, and she put her feet on the couch in the Oval Office.
I don't think this is a big deal. Like, what? Okay, so you're mad about it?
I think it's stupid. I mean, so why? The big, first of all, I already don't like her. This is the real thing. Nobody does. I know. See, I was going to say, I feel like this is the
real. That's the main, like, that's the root of the issue. It's just anything she does, everyone latches onto.
But, like, she's our press secretary. Like, she should be. She's not press secretary. That's Sean Spicer. She's.
She's something. I mean, she was his campaign manager. I don't know what she is now.
She's, like, chief of
staff? She was on his transition team. Is she anything now?
Yeah. Well, she's probably about to not be. But anyway, like, you're professional. You're considered, like, the right hand of our president. Like, keep your shoes on. Keep your feet off the Oval Office couch.
I did read, though, that Obama would, like, take his shoes off and put his feet on the desk a lot.
Yeah.
And no one ever, like, I mean, Republicans were, like, mad about it. But so, like, in, I don't know.
I wonder
if I read, like, one article. I don't actually care. I think it's dumb. She was, like, taking a picture of, like, a historical moment.
Well, that's what I was going
to
say,
too. So, like, she was trying to get a good shot. But, like, I'm sure she put her shoes on after.
If you know that you're there for, like, that historical, like, there are journalists and photographers there.
Yeah, that's true.
They're going to get
that. Someone's going to get a picture.
And someone's going to get a picture of your barefoot self sitting on the couch.
But it wasn't a barefoot. I'm pretty sure she was wearing pantyhose.
Ow.
So there is that.
Okay.
Like a grandma.
Girl, I love pantyhose because they make your legs look so good from a distance, but I hate pantyhose because they are, like, the most frumpy.
Yeah. I just don't really know why this is news.
I mean, that's a fair point. It's literally just because everyone hates Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah.
She's, like, I can't say anything about her without, like,
woman bashing. Well, and we're talking about it because she's a woman and because there's nothing else going on in the world right now. Apparently.
Well, and, I mean, it sucks because she is, like, a really high-profile woman, and yet she's Kellyanne Conway.
Well, she's also kind of a hot mess. Like, it didn't surprise me, because I'm like, she doesn't even brush her hair.
I was going to say, her hair never looks brushed.
Yeah. So, like, she's just a walking hot mess. Just, I mean, at least she, like, wasn't, like, showing her vagina or something.
That's
true. She kept it covered.
It could have been who was it who, like, got out of the car and had the slip? It was, like, a celebrity.
Lindsay Lohan?
Okay.
Britney Spears? I can name all Paris Hilton.
Lots of ladies.
Amanda Bynes?
So what are we loving this week?
I'm loving Meowbox. Laz is loving Meowbox. It's his second cat subscription box we've gotten. And he loved literally every single one of the toys. There was like 6 toys in there. And his favorite is the fortune cookie. And I also love Meowbox just because of their amazing customer service. Like we said earlier, I reached out for a free box in exchange for a review. And they were just so sweet. And they were like, oh, Lazarus is so handsome. And they gave us our own coupon code with Laz's name. It's Lazarus10. If you go to sign up, make sure you use the coupon code Lazarus10 and you'll get 10% off of your first box.
That's so exciting. And Laz is so cute playing with his toys.
He's so cute. And they've like posted on social media and they're like, Laz is so handsome. They're just really sweet. I love them.
If you're ever making a cold pitch to Elise, make the subject line, Laz is so handsome, and she will always open it.
Just compliment my cat and I'm yours.
That's literally it, yes. It's just, Laz is perfect. Okay, what do you need from me? Like, got it.
Are you loving?
I'm loving my coworkers. I obviously always love Elise. But the second MVP this week is Shannon. We've talked about her a couple of times already, but I sound a little bit like I've swallowed a frog. And I'm hacking like a 70-year-old smoker. And I was supposed to go to a career fair tomorrow to help recruit for the company. And I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure no one wants to walk up to the coughing girl and be like, hey, let's talk and let me shake your hand. You're probably not going to give me the plague. And no one wanted to cover for me because it's last minute. It's in the town 30 minutes away. It's a day of standing and talking to strangers. But she's totally covering for me because she's awesome.
That's why she got the ISPE award. We have an in-house, like, award for our office each quarter, and it's, like, the employee of the quarter, and we gave it to Shannon because she's awesome.
And I'm excited about it for her, too, because I know when I went last time, like, I'm already really comfortable talking to people, but even just trying to talk to people and tailoring my pitch and stuff like that kind of helped me prep for other networking. It's almost like speed dating, right? Like, you have to get your part out. They have to get their part out.
Your elevator pitch.
Yeah, my elevator pitch was for Inuvo, so I still have to come up with one for myself, but, and then tailoring it to each person, it's really good public speaking practice.
Yeah. I'm gonna go eventually.
She's lying.
I thought about jumping in to help you today, but I was like, oh, I'll just wait and see if anybody else wants to go, and then Shannon wanted to go, so I was like, all right.
Yeah, the breakfast is always really good, the lunch is not. But you do get to talk to a lot of cool people.
Is it UCA?
Yeah.
Okay, so if y'all are UCA students, University of Central Arkansas, y'all come out and meet Shannon.
You'll have, like, 3 hours after the time this podcast is published.
Yeah.
You think it goes from, like, 8 to 3.
So if you're, like, a true fan, you hear it.
Yeah, that's true. Go up and tell Shannon that you're a Earnspin Live stan, and she will give you candy. What was your boss moment, adulting moment?
I have a couple.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, she's, like, on it this week, you guys.
I am. I'm very on it. So yesterday yesterday was Monday. So beginning of the week, fresh start. I decided I was going to start trying to be productive because literally every day I come home, I'm tired from work. So I just immediately go change into my sweats and then I come and just like lounge on the couch with my cat and like drink wine and watch The Bachelor for like just hours.
As you should.
Yes. But the dishes don't get done. Things are like as Malia can see, my socks are everywhere. Laz's toys are everywhere. So I decided I'm going to not change out of my clothes when I get home. And the first hour I'm home, try to do at least one or two things that are productive, whether it's cleaning or doing more work, writing an article, reading, because that's on my to-do list.
It is hard.
It's really hard.
I did notice Scrappy.
It is. I am about 3/4 done with it. It's been like 2 months.
Yeah. But is it still good?
It's amazing. I just have a hard time just making reading a priority instead of watching Jane the Virgin.
Jane the Virgin is so much more fun.
I know, right? So the other thing I did, I finally started online grocery shopping. And
it's pretty baller.
It's awesome. And I planned out like 3 meals that I wanted to make, like spaghetti, I think, some kind of chicken and rice casserole in the crock pot, and then crock pot, like, roast and potatoes and carrots.
That's
Austin
awesome.
Wanted
so
that.
Good.
Yes. So some crock pot meals, so then I online shopped, and I picked it up today at lunch, and it was amazing. They loaded it in the, like, trunk for me and everything.
Yes.
I felt like I should have gotten out and helped, but I didn't.
I always get out and help.
Okay, well, I'll know for next time.
But
I felt weird. I was like,
what do I do? They don't always even, like, they're like, okay, you're helping.
Oh. Well, you know, like, it's almost like you're a little bit, like, weirding them out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's our local Kroger does it, and then Walmart does it. Mm-hmm. For Kroger, it's called ClickList, and it's the best.
It's baller. I love it. I'm never going shopping again.
We were going to do ClickList this weekend, but then we missed, like, obviously you can't just, you know, put in your grocery list and then drive to the store. It takes them a little longer than that to get your stuff together. And so we waited too long this weekend, so I had to actually go grocery shopping, but we did meal plans. So I bought groceries that we needed specifically to make meals. And that's pretty exciting. That's my adulting moment. We're both going to feed ourselves like adults.
Yeah.
Oh, and Jordan and I this weekend were like, okay, we're actually going to cook every day this week. We're not going to cheat. No eating out, no like freezer meals, actually cooking.
Even at lunch?
Yeah. For lunch, we're just packing leftovers.
Okay.
Yeah, when we get everything set up correctly and, like, we actually cook every night, we always have leftovers for lunch. Mm-hmm. And that's the bomb.
So if Christine asks us to go out to lunch, your answer is no?
Ideally, yes. If that is, Christine, if you're listening, I'm sorry. But it saves so much more money when I eat, like, my dinner leftovers.
Oh, my other adults. Guys, I have so many adulting moments.
Your no spend month.
Today is the end of my no spending challenge. 2 months.
2 months.
I made it 2 months without spending money on myself, as in like clothing, makeup.
Yeah, Laz doesn't count. He had a lot of vet bills. But like I didn't spend any money on makeup or like skincare or clothes, which is a big effing deal.
So no new clothes for 2 months.
No new clothes. And I'm hoping I kind of broke my like shopaholic habits.
Because, I mean, it's not like you've suddenly looked like a slob. Like, you're still wearing really cute outfits.
Yeah. But my point in bringing this up was that even though I cut out all that spending and, like, the first month I gave to savings, the second month I had, like, a $500 credit card bill. Even though I hadn't spent on myself, there was, like, all my bills go to my credit card.
Yeah, for points.
And then the only other thing was eating out.
Mm.
Like, it got so expensive and I don't even, like, realize it.
Yeah. Well, it's, like, most of the time I don't even like eating. You know, certain times I do like going to eat out, but other times it's still, like, a hassle, and it's not even that great. It's just, like, ugh.
Yeah.
And it does. It gets stupid expensive.
It goes up quick.
So tell us how you're saving money, what you think about eating out, and what you bring for lunch. Let's see what else.
Cold pitches.
Yes.
I want y'all to send us examples of really shitty cold pitches you've gotten.
Or good ones.
I mean, or good ones, but, like, I want to laugh at people. But you can blur out, like, X out the names.
Yeah, for sure. We don't want to be super mean, just kind of mean. But, yeah, I do like that. I would like to see those pitches. Yes. And tell us if we left anything out that should be included or should never be included, because we're going to do that do's or don'ts.
And also hit us up with the hashtag just eavesdropping and tell us what you want us to talk about on the podcast, because we're starting to kind of, like, we have ideas, but we're running out of, like, things we're, like, passionate
about. Yeah, because we, like, don't know what you guys actually like. Yeah. You know, we go from 1 week, we talk about TV Tuesday, and we do, like, Jane the Virgin, and then the next week we're like, okay, cold pitches.
Yeah.
So any feedback would be excellent, because we're here to talk to you.
Yes.
We talk to each other all day.
Yeah, we get sick of each other.
That's not true.
It's not. We're mad, but we literally talk all day long.
Yes, constantly, all week, even the weekends. So we want to talk to you guys, so tell us what you want us to talk about.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.